as I mentioned last night, that to receive even just to be human being, or just to have even the ordinary human body, just to be human body, even that is extremely rare, so difficult. Why? Because of the cause of that is extremely difficult to create. And because it requires lived or practiced pure morality, you know, just to be human being, you know, to have a just to have human body, you see, not just that taken the vow, but lived in the not that, but lived in the pure vows. Without that, even one took the vow, but didn't live in that pure, then cannot achieve even the ordinary human body. You can't achieve human body. So therefore, so we can understand that even the five-lay vow, no question more than that. Even the five-lay vow, how it's not easy. So difficult to understand. Come to that point is to understand, to accept the karma. To accept the karma. So you can understand, from virtuous action result happiness, and from non-virtuous result suffering. First of all, coming to that point, to have the faith, to come to that point, this is not easy. In the past, Kapan course, in the early course, in the very early courses, but the because I was not there at the beginning, so I can't tell. This recently, many of the recent years course, I can't tell because I go late. So the last 2 weeks, or the even shorter than that. So I can't tell how things, the changes happen. Anyway, in very early courses, so the 3 days we talk about mind, a lot of discussion, like many small birds kept in a cage, how much noise they make. So many birds kept in a cage, you see, they're small. Anyway, so three, four, five days like that. So anyway, 3 days. So 3 days. So a lot of discussion, the mind, focus is a new subject, you see. Coming from the West, it's a new discovery. but is the root extremely important discovery? the first thing to start with is the very first discovery. Start with about life. To start with is the mind. your mind. One's mind. So, everything about mind that you're not, that one had, that one never heard, that one has never been aware, never discovered. So there are many new things to hear that you haven't realized or the didn't know. So anyway, then then after that, Tom said, the, you know, reincarnation karma. So when there's a karma, so reincarnation comes, of course, karma comes back. Then the how to possibly say Buddha nature, the grace of Buddha nature, it's possible to be true seeking enlightenment like that. Then starts the from perfect image birth. Or one time, the second course I started from Guru, from Guru. but however it is fitted according to the according people who are there, and it's it fitted. But that one's fitted, is suited, fitted at that time. Anyway, so, however, what I was going to say is, so discussing karma and all these things. Even after 2 weeks passed already, so most people was okay, you know, become more peaceful. Then, so that after 2 weeks, when it's time to start, when it's time to keep the stomach empty, the last 2 weeks, they're taking precepts. So, so anyway. So anyway, I don't know what they took precepts from Adam. So they still, there's one or two people, you know, couldn't figure out possible reincarnation. You know, couldn't understand, couldn't figure out this, about the reincarnation, their karma things. This. So even the most people. And they kind of settled. Most people were settled. So quiet and quiet with the settled. Settled or say okay, kind of okay. So see more, see, I guess become more closer to that idea of the faith to that, to understand that. But there's still some people that, even after, you know, weeks, that still can't, you know, can't, it doesn't fit. So anyway, so however, first of all, it takes so much, it takes, how you say, the karma to be happened. It takes time, you know, to understand, to hear the teachings, to meet the teachings, to hear the teachings, Buddha's teaching, and to, you know, it's, yeah, even karma to hear the teachings. Then you see, so there's all these doubts, see, you know. So it takes much time. If you come to the point to, you know, understand that the faith. So, that, but still, even one thing, oh, this might be true, but still, it doesn't mean that you would practice, engage, you know, the abandon the karma. The practice of good karma, the living the vows, that making, is it putting yourself in the situation to actually practice, not just have a good idea, oh, this is good, this dharma is good, you know, to do in the life, it's good, spiritual thing. of course, that takes time, so as I mentioned before, you know, first of all, the karma to be ripened. The most human being in the world has the karma, additional karma to hear even Buddha Dharma. They are born human beings, but don't have karma to hear Buddha Dharma. So you can understand from that. So therefore, now, let's see. So to be born, to just not to be a human being or to receive a body, in need to preliminary, having taken precepts and living pure. The opposite is that, as you hear from the teachings, as well as sutra teachings of the Buddha, then the animals, the nagas, particularly like that, he wanted, didn't lose faith in, didn't have heresy. of course, then that one gets upon the hell of himself. So anyway, but this is this is different from Christianity, that it's just describing the nature of the act, the effect of the action, how much negativity it is, and talking, say, how much negativity it is, and the effect, how much bad effect. And, you see, the suffering, effect of suffering. it is talking about the nature of the phenomena, the nature of that karma, or the result. different, it's different to say, different from For example, a person. who has no idea, no particular belief in incarnation, karma, these things. No particular. Well, anyway, no idea about this. No idea about this subject. But the person lives with a good heart, sincere heart. Lived with sincerity, and especially good heart, loving kindness, compassion towards others. kind person who lived a very kind life and generous. you can use the other way, doesn't believe God at all, would not believe God at all, but sleeps very kind life, very kind towards others, and kind life and generous. Good heart. Not even that, just sincere person. It has good effect. It has, you see, at the time of death, it's good. There's a good, there's peaceful death. And this Guru's birth in the next life, it doesn't blame at all God. Or and also no idea of the Buddha's teachings at all. There's no particular belief or anything that we see. So, yeah, but sincere life is lived truthful life. So it has it of course it cuts down so much problem. It cuts down so much problem in that life, even this life, and time at the end after this life. So you know, see, there's much happiness. So therefore, what I'm saying is here Buddhism is different, not what presented. But of course, as he says, often he says that presentation that we see believe in God. So anyway, if you don't believe God, then go to hell. you see that once you're born in hell, you are forever in the hell. So anyway, but that such that so anyway, that needed such a method presentation needed for certain sentient beings. It fits to them. And they can accept this. It fits to them. It helps them. So that so often it says that. So therefore one respect those religion which are that philosophy that see, even though you don't practice, we want respect. So what I was saying before is the person has no idea of this Dharma, Karma, and all this, but you see, there has good quality of mind. The person has good good heart, or even basic sincerity. You know? So that protects the person, even if they don't understand philosophy all this, but that very practical, that the good attitude in life, that become the very basic, you know, protection for life from suffering, from problems, you know, you see, happiness, cause of happiness. So that, So therefore, you see, then finally come to, I mean, you hear the teachings and karma happen, finally come to hear the teachings. So still, you know, there's a lot of hardship, a lot of difficulties to understand and to have faith. That depends on how much merit that person has collected. Realizing emptiness, realizing the ultimate, the mahamudra, so the ultimate nature of the mind, and so it's all question. It's not same for everybody. For some, very easy. The minute when you hear teaching, meditate, you can experience. For some people, many lifetimes doesn't happen. So it's a question of how much your mind is purified, how much tin or tick obscuration you have. The individual person has. It's a question of that. So same thing, Guru to Guru, same thing here. Not only that, and same thing the Guru. The realization that Guru is Buddha, it is also exactly the same. So for some people, many lifetimes, difficult, because obscuration. And for some people, you see, the minute when you hear Guru, the teachings, realization happens. There, you see, no difficulties, no question, no obsession. On the personal side, not difficulty. get experience for realization, 100% from deep down, from the heart, has to see, this discovery, this realization, you see. And then somebody, you see full of mistakes. Opposite to Buddha, full of mistakes in the whole life. It's so difficult to change. So same when your subject comes to subject of karma and reincarnation, it's same. It's a question of how thin the pavement, less the karma, or how heavy the karma is. So how difficult you find to understand to have faith, and how easy. So the whole question is a purification. The whole answer is there. You see, purify the mind. If the mind is purified, everything happens. Like the mirror, covered by dust, at the beginning can't give reflection. The more and more you clean away, it can give more and more clear reflection. Because the mind is all the potential, Buddha nature. So question of how much how much purification done, practice of purification. And if there's no continuously collecting extensive merit, if it's not there in the purification, then even one found some faith. Or some experience, but can lose that. If one do not continue the correcting, extensive merit of time and perhaps the purification, see, and strong prayer. A strong prayer, you see, dedicated merit. Anyway, here at this point, even though the subject may look later, but however, I would like to mention the here at this point also that even the teacher, that person has is very cruel, very selfish, very bad tempered, very immoral. You see, but that but the persons that the guru, you see, the person is, but from the side of the disciple, from that side. From side of that disciple, practice correctly, as Buddha explained, sutra, and sutra, So you stick it with that Buddha's instruction. So practice according to what Buddha yes show guidance. You see the Buddha was practice. if you say by looking at the material Buddha, by looking at the Manjushri, by looking at the Buddha's from sattva to sattva, then you see you won't do that from the even though the teacher side is like that, but from sattva to sattva church like by looking at it, say, like the table, the Manjushri, like that. then that clear the course, next lives, you meet Guru, exactly, like, see, same quality. Buddha, Manjushri, so forth, you see. Next slide. So that's what Papanga, or the Kadamba Geshe-su Papanga, the Guru Devotion teaching. So that is one thing to be kept in mind. That this is important advice. so many people do not know this point, and then or doesn't know the teaching on the Guru Devotion, the complete teaching. So then then life becomes say. when it's continual, very, very heavy, the innate karma created that becomes the most heavy innate karma if you compare to other karmas. Even comparing the killed father, mother, harmed Buddha, and caused blood to Buddha, this unit among the Aryasanghas who has the realization of the, how to say, the, yeah, the true path, you know, cessation, something like that. achieved those levels of path. so anyway, this. whose object is most powerful object than numbers of Buddhas, you know? So therefore, even if you engage the five uninterrupted karma without interruption of the life, you immediately get upon the hell rhythm. Even the hell is the heaviest hell rhythm. You see, hot hell like that. So still you can become enlightened in this life. Still you can become enlightened. Even you committed to karma, still you can become enlightened in this life. You see, you can purify, you can still become enlightened. But, you see, the mistakes the devotee's friend. You see, even small criticism, very heavy. so no question other than that, heavier than that. So here, this one is as it mentioned in the eight shortcomings of not the disadvantage is not having guru, the making mistake, the eight shortcomings, mistake after one has found guru, then she made a connection. So difficult to achieve realization, achieve enlightenment, and difficult to accomplish your ultimate goal, benefit of sentient beings, purpose of your life, aim, objective of your life, to benefit of sentient beings, to be able to do perfect work for sentient beings, unable to accomplish that. Of course, there's a responsibility from both sides, the disciple side, there's a responsibility, teacher side, there's a responsibility. What I've mentioned is another example. So teacher side like that, anybody the disciple side, you see, I say, disciple side, very good practitioner. You see, however, looking at Manjushri, Mithya Buddha, like that, past good words, like that, then, you see, no difficulty, you create cause in this life, to meet in the future, you see, Guru, exactly like Mithya Buddha, Manjushri. how our future lives will turn out. Is to practice Dharma, is to realization also difficult and so full of obstacles, so many obstacles, and many obstacles. So great difficulties to follow. To devote the virtuous friend in the next lives. For that this life is a responsibility. Whole answer depends on how you do it. How this life, how we do it. How skillful we are. wise and practicing Dharma. So like that example. And just mention here. So as a Gautama Geshe Jengawa, as I mentioned, another one. This is. Disciple himself, you see, him or herself. So it is said, Gautama Geshe Jengawa. The disciple, even so full like pig and dog, like so full, like pig and dog. Able to devote the virtuous friend. Correctly, no difficulties of that is disciple to become like Manjushri. From pig, dog, like that, so full, no intelligence at all. So that, but but you see yourself. But such stable, you know, what you see, whatever happened, whatever shape, you see, the teacher show anger or happy mind, you know, towards that disciple. How you may say, in a situation of churches from the side of the teacher. However, having so strong, having unchangeable, undestructible devotion. So, and because of that, then obtain the advice. There's no difficulties to it. Because of the strong devotion, so there's no hardships. Only great joy, happiness to follow the advice. Do not find any hardships, any difficulties. So incredible enjoyment to because of the benefit you get from that. And so because yeah, the limitless skies of benefit of what you get from that. So however, so next. So next slide. So here it's a little different from the previous one. So the disciple, this general thing, no difficulties to become like Manjushri. So some in Tibetan something. One of the last word I don't remember precisely. Shenyan Tsushi Dhamma Shenyan Tsushi Dhamma might be the last word as I don't remember. Chabate Tundu Dabu Shindu Luna Yang Chiba Dabu Shindu Luna Yang Jambi Yang to Chiba Tsakchi Yue. So Tsak means difficult. So the last one, no hardships, no difficulties to become that, to become the disciple, that disciple to become Manjushri. No difficulties. So, so therefore, that even the person who knows nothing, no intelligence, nothing, so full, but this person is the most important thing in the life, that's the devotion. unchangeable interspersion. So sooner or later. So this brings all the success. This brings all the success. Intelligence, you know, not unlucky intelligence, but lucky, fortunate intelligence. But some people intelligence, but there's no merit. So life doesn't work in the proper way. You see, intelligent but hard to believe in the karma. Intelligent person, many education, but no, can difficult to have faith in karma, understand karma. So the unfortunate or unable to practice. So I have one angle. Not this angle. Not the faith. Family, little uncle. Not the angle, uncle. So he's talking about the monks. We talk at Laudu. So when I was building the monastery at Laudu, so this uncle, because I have quite a number of uncles, many uncles there, maybe other uncles that I don't know. Anyway, these are close ones that are. So one small uncle who, I think whose student I mentioned, who did 700,000 prostrations, and small hut near Laudo in some of the rocks. Where the Charo Lamas is past life house. So small. So he, while he was doing that, for this 7,000 prostration, then he was taking care of my grandmother, who was blind, all hairs white and blind, and caring outside for pipi kaka, and bringing the room and take my food and take care. What he's done with these prostrations. So that's a small angle. Then there's a longer, longer angle. So the he's quite useful. I don't mean the other one's not useful, but this other angle, the bigger one, is quite useful. Because when the police come from Namche Bazaar is where the check office, so they come to Laudo to check any Western, you see, a person there, or you see, the blood bizarre or something. So, so then when this uncle's there, then he gives a cup of tea. He gives a cup of tea and some biscuits and some cup of tea. To the police. Then police is very happy, satisfied. Very happy. then he quietly, happily, then he ran down, go back to Namche Bazaar. So he knows how to talk with him. Anyway, I mean, of course, that's just one thing. So here we're talking about the Kaban monks. The Kaban monastery, the monk started at Laudo the very first time. Monks started. So he was talking about the uncle was saying, but there's other monks there. Also, they become monks, and after sooner or later they think of tracking, to be a porter, to tracking, to become money. portraying with Japanese or Western people. And then we see that then doesn't become then doesn't be able, unable to continue manga. So so he was saying that first of all, we're talking about a couple of months, the months of a couple of months, the louder of months. So he was saying, no use, he said, no use. They will leave. They said they will leave sooner or later. They will leave with a rakshap. They will leave for tracking with a rakshap. They will leave. So unfortunate, intelligent. He said, unfortunate, intelligent. What use? And what use? And I say, unfortunate intelligence. So it's like that. They, you know, this, knows many things, come to know many things, you see, know language or, you know, English language or come to know many things, but no merit to be continue to monk, you know, to practice in the monk, you know, see, whatever he all of it, saying. So, so, so so I just mentioned human beings who do Kunjo Tala, the sutra called Kunjo Tala. That or the concept, the sutra. Kunjo Tala. mentions anyway, the verse is that the human beings who do not have devotion tapa maybe mithala kabuchun mikiti. So the human beings who do not have devotion, the white dharma doesn't happen, misrealization doesn't happen. like the seed that is burned. You see, the sprout cannot come. Seed from the seed that is burned, sprout cannot come. So that the who do not have devotion, then you see, white dharma, the realization, the positive mind is like devotion. The realization, however. So that means up to enlightenment. So it doesn't come from burned rice. No sprout, no plant, no tree, no branches, no fruit, no flower, no fruit. So that. Then also mentioned that the devotion, like preliminary, like say, Tabangundo mother gave it. You then come to Sunsun Belloche. So, devotion. I guess, from the mother, then the daughter's son, and then from the grandchildren, so you see, comes all that generation, you see, not that. So by having devotion, in that time, soon spiritual. So it protects all the qualities. So that's clear. When you lose your devotion, then you are some experience, some good quality, some experience you achieve, you also lose that. when the devotion is lost, one good, for example, the devotion to the Dhamma Sangha, to the devotion guru is lost. Then you see, if you try to meditate, you don't feel anything. You used to feel, you have feeling before, but now you don't have feeling. Very dry. No matter how much you try to meditate, very dry. Mind is very dry. like a stone. Like a stone. like the stone into the ocean. Even though the stone is into the ocean, but the water doesn't go inside. So that the other experience that one had before, even not actual realization, but even strong feeling in the meditation, renunciation, Buddhist meditation, higher impermanence, death, so forth. And now, after the divorce is lost, one day that's gone, disappeared. give you some negative thought, another practice, due to some situation or something, due to negative thought. Then all those experiences stopped, not happening. Also, the devotion meant to protect the qualities and it meant to increase the qualities. the devotion is the supply taban not on death and gang with so the devotion is like devotion is the supplying all the best wealth, the sublime treasure, heaven, not on death, and which was a Gedushin, Gedushin, because So the devotion, so the lake, by having lake, then if you reach wherever you wish to be. So the devotion like that, that by having devotion, then can, from that can achieve any realization or happiness, which is about liberation, enlightenment, so that. Like a hand, you see, like the hand collected grains or, you see, collect grains, so forth, you see. And so, devotion like the hand collect merits, you see. Collect, you know, extensive marriage. So, so that, so however, makes so easy having this quality of mind makes so easy to collect extensive marriage and to pure naturally. 24 hours, naturally every day, so naturally it become, but you know, what the person does with it, purified, you see, so unconceivable defilements, nirvana. This, all this comes together, naturally, and receiving blessing, guru, and that. So every day, the level of mind is going higher and higher. But because of the devotion, then you see, 24 hours obtaining advice, or doing service, you see, so life is naturally dedicated to that. So you see, like the Sakya Pandit, his guru, Kunga Jansa, also taking the heavy the sicknesses. So the such Pandit offer service day and night without eating food and without sleep in my time. With one point mind cherishing spirit and then offer service. So due to that then they travel. Maybe Chabotjanson. Not sure about Mr. Name. Kunganibo or Chabotjanson. So extremely pleased. Then gave Manjushri say Guru Yoga to Sadhya Pandit. And then did that. Then he actually saw his guru, Manjushri. Then became unbelievable. Become great pundit after that. expert in the Da, which means the Sanskrit, those knowledge, how the sound could bring together. Those Sanskrit, the language, the letters. then also expert in the extremely expert in the logician, many other besides Dharma, many of those other educations, knowledge, and it becomes so famous and able to benefit. Able of extensive benefit to sentient beings. Oh, the Gautama gets to you up. Was offering service to his guru, Jangawa. It said, even he was writing a letter, a syllable, you know, a text, even a syllable, that when he is called by, when he hear his guru calling, Jangava calling him, even before completing the syllable, na, he immediately stop and run to our service. So, that, however, even middle of the mandala, even while he's offering a mandala, even in the middle of the mandala offering, he needs to stop there and run. So when we correct the word's friend, so one day, as he was cleaning the room, okay, to make a chingawa. Collected the dust, the garbage of the dust on his lap, the robe, put the robe, then carry. As you go down, downstairs to throw the garbage out. So when you reach the third level of state, then his level of mind reaches to the part of merit. The great part of merit has three divisions, great, middle, and lower, smaller. The small part of merit, middle part of merit, and great part of merit. his mind, it went up, reached the level. The minute when he reached to throw the garbage out, so when he back in on his rope, reached the third step. And because of that, then right there, he immediately saw the so many Buddhas, numbers, so many Buddhas in the Nimarka aspect. So, not that. So that's the most fortunate. Having such this undestructible devotion, the most fortunate being. The attaining realization, going to Pure Land, even that time going to Pure Land, everything. Everything, all the success, you know, comes to that person. So therefore, now, because of that, because of that undestructible strong devotion, that spirits cannot harm. You know, because that person entered, surrendered or entered the guru, so cannot, other evil beings cannot influence, cannot misguide, cannot say harm. Spirits, human beings, non-humans, cannot harm. So that, So therefore need. Again here, I want to emphasize this devotion also same as I mentioned, as I gave example of reincarnation. If a person's mind is not purified, doesn't no merit, you know, the person doesn't even have merit, and the mind is not purified, then if there's a thick, heavy obscuration, no matter how much intelligent reasons, I say, no matter how much philosophical or reasons to prove reincarnation, no matter how much a logician you're expert, no matter how much you're expert, all those logicians, what was in ancient Indian pandits mentioned, no matter how most intelligent reasons you use, that other person, no way you can prove it. Even for you, it's the most identifying or the however, anyway, most effective, say, even billions of reasons, anyway, you use, the other person cannot, whatever reason you use, cannot understand, cannot find faith. If there's thick, heavy obscuration in karma, even though those reasons are correct, most brilliant and intelligent won't work to that particular person. You know, doesn't work. When that person, you see, the negative karma is purified, when there's a lot of merit, even very, just very simple reason, just very simple talk, simple reason, not intelligent, brilliant, some deep reason, not other. It's something very simple, very simple, few words, the person will understand and get faith in karma, in reincarnation. So therefore, Same here in the same here in the section of Guru devotion. How many quotations, how many reasonings? When the mind is not purified, for that person, it doesn't connect. It becomes like talking to a rock. You're talking, you're explaining Dharma. You're explaining Dharma to a rock. You see, a big rock, very strong, very thick, very big rock. You're talking Dharma to that rock. So exactly like that. It doesn't go in the heart. Doesn't affect at all. But the day, see, when the karma of negative karma, so you see, that the heavy one become less, more marriage, then not deep, something very simple, few words, then you can click. The mind, it can click in the mind of that person. So like that, so therefore, before I mentioned obscuration, need importance to purify. Now here, I want to emphasize importance of correct merit. So such steps, such as devotion, depends on having collected, you know, extensive merit. So therefore, breakfast is finishing. In the case of guru devotion, like this, in the case of seeing nature, seeing the mam, realizing mamudra, realizing ultimate nature of the mind, same case. So that's why this is retreat. Not just a dry mind meditating on kind of trying to struggle with, you know, trying to struggle like walking on the rock. You're like walking on the rock, you know, there's no road but there's a wall. So struggling, you see. Well, that, but many practice integrate some practice too. As I mentioned in the beginning, that all the conditions, these conditions, so that become very easy. Very easy to have these realizations. So that. So some part of initiation is finished. Please say breakfast. Okay.